Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Joining us live this morning, Dr. Stephen McMartin, the former senior special agent and national program manager at the Department of Homeland Security. Thanks for being with us, Steve. Really appreciate the time, because there's a lot of high profile things happening in just the past few days. And I want to start in the New England area with the Brown University shooting and the continued manhunt that goes on. And I say New England area because, well, I mean, how widespread at this point, so many days later, is this manhunt?
Well, I think things are concentrated in the area of Brown. It's very difficult for somebody to get out of an area, theoretically, when you're talking about this, after something like this. So they're concentrating on that area. But, of course, they've spread out, and whatever leads they have that might take them somewhere else, they would focus some intense scrutiny there. So if you were, say, to look at a map of what's going on, the focus would be in that Brown University area. But there would be other dots out there if they've developed leads.
And this is something that, I don't know, it's hard to believe for a lot of people looking from the outside in, but almost easy to see how it happened at the same time. I mean, we're so used to hearing these stories and having a shooter immediately apprehended or dead at the scene. But when you think about this, Steve, it's an open college campus, and you know, when somebody, I'm looking at this surveillance video, when somebody's dressed head to toe in black, you really don't have that much of an idea on facial features or anything of what this person looks like.
So
how are you supposed to draw a line?
We talked about this when we discussed, you and Susan and I, Luigi Mangione, when he shot the UnitedHealthcare CEO. It looked very professional. If you were to find, you know, someone with those skills, and it's a very limited pool, but say, you know, somebody with very specific ex-military skills, you know, some sort of special operator from one of the intelligence services, they dressed in black, they wore a mask, they had some awareness of where the cameras were, they did the shooting and they walked away. I've seen the videos of the Brown University shooter, and I think he's disguised further than wearing black clothes. I think he's padded himself. He's wearing a hat or a hood. It might have lifts. So a very professional shooter like this could walk away from this. And Luigi Mangione, I think, could have walked away. And we discussed this right before he was apprehended, actually. He could have walked away from that. He did everything right that he had to do. And if you have a shooter like that, and they continue to do that, it's going to be very difficult to find them. And the FBI has taken the necessary step of posting the videos, you know, on the news, hoping that if someone recognizes this person, they'll turn him in. That's the big hope right now, you know, for law enforcement. There are other things that could happen that could give you a clue as to who this is. But the video was really kind of what they're hanging their hat on.
You mentioned other things. What would some of those other things be?
Well, some of the other things they're going to examine, you know, who the victims are. And they're going to try to determine, did any of those people, you know, have someone that had a beef with them? And if so, bang, that becomes a lead. And as I said, it might be a student, say it was an ex-girlfriend that lived in a hometown in Minnesota, but the shooting occurred there at Brown. Well, that point in Minnesota with the girlfriend becomes a focus of interest because that's probably where the boyfriend is from. So these leads that we don't know that law enforcement is following down are those other things that could lead to the apprehension of the suspect.
You know, not too far away, police investigating this murder where an MIT nuclear scientist was found dead in his home. You know, when does a murder and a person's profile become such where this goes from a local police investigation to something where the Department of Homeland Security or another federal agency might be involved?
It happens for a lot of reasons, mostly jurisdictional. Where it occurred, and if something like that shooting of the professor at MIT would be under the jurisdiction of the local authorities, unless they felt, you know, geez, you know, this might be beyond us, there may be some things we can't do, and then they would have the FBI come in. And so it kind of is based on where the thing happens and the abilities of the local responders to deal with the situation.
Well, we're looking at these two different shootings not happening too far away. There's a lot of people wondering if they're at all connected, in part because it doesn't seem like we have any sort of lead on either one. And they're both targeting people who are obviously very bright and smart. It's really sending a shockwave throughout a lot of college communities.
So my first instinct was to think that the two were related. And I believe the FBI has come out and said they're not. But I wouldn't hold my breath on that. I think you have two situations where people in education were targeted, or two groups in education were targeted. On schools not too far away, it's not uncommon for students from one school to take, say, online courses or adjunct kind of courses where they go to the other school to take the course. I've taught at multiple schools at one time, online courses. So if a student were to have, some sort of again, beef with that person, and it came to a head where it was, you know, more than one, which is generally around this time. It's the time of finals and grades and everything else, and the stress levels are up. It wouldn't be surprising to me that this was the same shooter. But it also could be just the same environmental, the same situational factors that have led to two separate shootings. And then you come to the question of how can we have two shootings, you know, at the same time. We are at that point in society where these things happen.
Well, Steve, thank you for joining us, as always. Dr. Stephen McMartin is a former senior special agent, national program manager with the Department of Homeland Security, joining us live.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.